All right, guys, you made it to the last video in the first section, to the 25th step in the 25 steps to building a successful brand.
Congratulations. I know it's a lot.
It's a lot. And you're just getting started. There's still a lot
You're just getting started, bro.
There's still a lot more.
Straight up.
There's still a lot more to go in there. But the last thing that we want to talk about is design marketing. Now, what is design marketing? Mm-hmm. So design marketing is like when you're scrolling and you see like a cool quote on their website is a design in itself. Mm-hmm. You know, design is very complex. Like you have UX, which is like user experience. You have the UI, which is the user interface. Those are all things that go into design. And that's, you know, a little bit more advanced and stuff. But those are things that you have to know about and pay attention to. Like understanding design. I'm not a graphic designer. Mm-hmm. I know basics of design. I know basics of the Photoshop and Illustrator and stuff like that. He does everything off his phone. So you have two examples of people like produce dope content. He does shit off his phone. Whatever he can't do, he like gets somebody to do it. Mm-hmm. But essentially, there's another aspect of your brand that you don't want to be cheap about, right? Because I mean, these are the three forms. Again, they go back to the three forms of communication and like the three forms of creating or producing content. Facts. So they're all important, but this is something that, again, you don't want to cheap out on, because when you're doing design, the most important thing is to have some sort of consistency.
Facts.
Have some consistency as far as your designs, as far as what you do, as far as what you like. And over time, if I show you some of the first designs that I've done, they were bad. They were bad. Again, you think they're going to be good, but they suck. And you're gonna start figuring out that things don't work.
Right.
And we're going to have a list of tools and stuff like free apps, paid apps. You know, everybody knows Photoshop, but like Photoshop's complex. Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you. Like,
complex as hell.
Yeah, Photoshop.
I don't even know that shit.
Photoshop is complex. But being a design, like find somebody that you trust that can make designs for you, like if you can afford it, and just be like, hey, like this is kind of what I want to create. That goes back to that brand aesthetic that we were talking about. Like make sure that all the consistency with fonts and stuff like that. But like your brand design, find a designer that you can build a relationship with and take all of those still images that you have. And like he says, the only way you're going to get to 10, 20 pieces of content from one picture is from your design.
Facts.
Because you can make a post on Instagram. You can make a post on your IG story. You can make a banner for YouTube.
Yeah.
You can, you know, do a banner for Facebook. You can turn it into like the thing for the podcast. If you're selling an ebook, if you're selling a whatever, those are all different aspects of design that you don't think about. So it's like, don't downgrade design or how it is, you know, or think that it's not important. Just remember, like, to always keep a consistency within your designs. And if you can afford it, like, find somebody that you can collaborate with. Everybody has kind of like a different style, different flow. Like my clients, you know, creative director usually like tailors whatever they like and they build the brand from there. So when you're finding somebody to do design work and stuff, always try to find somebody that also like likes what you do and derive from there too, because it's very crucial that if you're using a lot of different designers, somebody might like something different than what the other designer likes. So if, like, if you're just hopping around, that's where you create inconsistency in your brand. So like, again, I can't emphasize this enough, like make sure that you find somebody that you trust, that you like to work with, and try to stick to that aesthetic, that style that fits you, whatever you like.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with what he's saying. I was definitely going to talk about, like, the consistency, because that's so important. Like, if you hop from designer to designer, it's like hopping from photographer to photographer. I can't tell you how many photographers wanted to shoot with me.
That's a topic in itself.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later. But, like, it's just, like, you need to be consistent. Someone needs to know your style. You need to build a relationship with that person so they can design your work. Like I said, 10 to 20 pieces of content from one picture, and that's all derived by design. You know what I mean? Like, I suck at Photoshop. I haven't even tried it. I don't want to try it. I do everything from my phone. You know what I mean? It's not always, but my brand is very simplistic, so it doesn't take much design. I like that. And that's why I made my brand that way, because I knew I wasn't good at that skill set. So I knew I didn't want to pay nobody to do my, you know what I mean? I don't want to pay anybody to do my design work. So I kept it as simple as possible. So the way I can do it from my iPhone by using apps. And I will, like I said, we'll give you all those access to all those apps. Some are paid, some are not. But, you know, depending on where you're at budget-wise, if you cannot afford it, utilize apps and do those things, you know, to build, you know, start with more of a simplistic approach to your brand. Don't try to get fucking crazy when you're just starting out. You know, keep it simple. And then as your brand grows, you start to make money, then mm-hmm. you go get a little bit more intricate and detailed with your design work. And so that's probably the biggest thing is like, you know, again, just consistency. Keep it simple in the beginning, and then as you grow, you know, then you can, you know, be a little bit more detailed.
Yo, you'll get better. It's just time.
Yeah, you'll get better as well. And then take the time to learn fucking shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, yes. Damn, like take the time to buy a fucking Photoshop course and fucking learn how to do Photoshop. There's not a Photoshop course in this course, but I'm sure we can link you to one. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's not our fucking strengths. You know what I'm saying? So take the time, be resourceful, and learn how to, you know, learn these skill sets. You know, speaking of fucking like, DP doesn't like doing fucking photography and videography. It's just a skill set he acquired that there's a demand for it. Mm-hmm. And he's fucking reaping
the... And I saved myself a lot of money by doing it.
And he's reaping the rewards from it by cutting out the middleman for his own brand. Two, he's making money off his clients. And now he has a skill set that people, that the market needs. Because mm-hmm. why? Because social media is climbing. Content creation is climbing. Personal brand and influencers are climbing, which this whole fucking course is about. So... take the time, if you want to learn the shit, take time, sit down, dedicate a year of your life, you know, a year of your life, not a couple hours, a year of your life mm-hmm. to master these skills. Mm-hmm. This man sat down for a year. I didn't see him for a fucking year, damn near. And he learned, he popped out of nowhere. He's like, bro, let's take some pics, let's do some shit. I was like, all right, bet. Like, next thing you know, I'm like, bro, you weren't doing this shit a year ago, bro. You know what I'm saying? You weren't doing this shit a year ago. But that's what it takes. It takes someone like DP and have a mindset like this young man and to really, like, sit down and fucking grind and put your all into something and to understand and learn, comprehend, and then execute. And that's basically it when it comes to fucking design. So if there's something you want to learn.
There's a lot more in there. Yeah, just nugs. Nugs forever.
Right.
But that pretty much concludes the first section of the mm-hmm. course. Like, everything else is important, but, like, these 25 steps is what we thought was, like, just vital. Mm-hmm. These are all the things that you can have on a checklist and always be like paying attention. This is kind of like a 25 reminders in a way. It's like, oh, making sure that I'm always doing this. Boom. And there's stuff that you could eliminate like over time. Like, the logo, I took care of that, care of this. But like always keep growing in every single one of these steps and always go back and reference them. Like go back to your vision. Go back to your purpose. Go back to your action plan. Mm-hmm. Right? All those things all play a role. So again, thank you guys. You know, congratulations on making it through the first section. In the second section, we're going to get a little bit more into details and, you know, explain stuff. Mm-hmm. But for now, thank you guys for tuning in. You know, if you guys have any questions, let us know and see you in the next section.